Welcome to The Sting of Stang, conducted by the William Wallace of the American media. Alan Stang, exposing the propaganda pimps of the prostitute national press, from Rush Limbaugh to the communist broadcasting system, uncovering the conspiracy for world government, its tactics, its purposes, and its players, from George W. Bush, John McCain, and Hussein Obama on down. Now, here is author, patriot, raconteur, and bon vivant, Alan Stang.
And thank you, Dick Fatherly, Billboard Magazine's Personality of the Year and recent inductee to the St. Louis Radio Hall of Fame. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. This is Alan Stang. Welcome to those of you across the United States and quite literally through the miracle of modern technology around the world. All right, ladies and gentlemen, a lot to cover as always this morning. The debate, the big debate, the vice presidential debate. You saw, you heard what was said. Did you hear what was not said? What was not said? Could you believe that there could be a debate for the vice presidency of the United States, to use the cliche one heartbeat from the presidency, that did not consider some of the most important issues, that did not even mention some of the most important issues we face here in this country, in the United States these days? Remember that the questions were written by moderator Gwen Ifill, Obama agent Gwen Ifill. She wrote the questions. As far as we are told, no one saw any of the questions before she sprang them, last night at the debate. Did you happen to notice what was not mentioned? What is one of the biggest issues we face here in the country today? It's the invasion of illegal aliens across the former Mexican border. I use the word former when I talk about the Mexican border because our leaders, pursuant to the scheme to merge the United States and Mexico with Canada, no longer consider the border actually to be present. El presidente de la República, Jorge W. Bush, George Bush, no longer in effect considers that the border is there, and that's why he hasn't been enforcing the border. For those of you to whom this hasn't occurred yet. And so I use the term former when I refer to the Mexican border, but in any event, this is one of the biggest issues. It's an electrifying, it has created a firestorm of interest, of conflict. Did you notice that it was never mentioned? Not one time? It was never mentioned one time during the entire 90-minute debate between the two candidates for the vice presidency. Now, of course, that's not the only key issue that was not mentioned. That fact alone. Remember, we did prepare you for the fact that this woman, Gwen Ifill, was suffering from a conflict of interest up to her earlobes. Let's take a quick break. We'll do some business. We'll be back with much more in a moment. Stay with me.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Superbeta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on to the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Here again, Alan Stang.
So, again, ladies and gentlemen, no mention of the illegal alien invasion in the questions concocted by this woman, Gwen Ifill. Gwen Ifill is an Obama supporter, an Obama agent. She has a book coming out about Obama. They may as well have hired somebody from the Obama staff in order to run the debate. And, of course, typically the McCain campaign did nothing about it. Did you hear any mention of the national trade deficit with communist-occupied China? I did not either. Not a hint. Now, what about the fact that American jobs have been, to use the word, this new word they've developed to explain this phenomenon, outsourced. Outsourcing of American jobs overseas. Huge issue. Hundreds of thousands of people out of work. Jobs disappearing, gone overseas for the last few years. Remember? No discussion in the questions devised by Gwen Ifill. And this was supposed to be a debate about the issues. Well, what do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Let's go to the phones and take a call. We'll go up to the Keystone State, Pennsylvania. Brian, you're on the air with Alan Stang.
Good morning, Alan. How are you doing today?
So far, so good, Brian. What about you? What's happening?
Well, I mean, like most Pennsylvanians, I mean, we're, I guess you call us now an ex-Rust Belt state, but when you talk about the issue of trade and jobs, I mean, that's an issue that really people in Pennsylvania or Ohio or places like Michigan, that's really an important issue. And, it's just, it goes to show you the, large divide between, you know, middle America and the people in Washington and Wall Street. I mean, you know, you look, you've got an illegal alien invasion with, 12 to 20 million people in the country that shouldn't be here. You've got, the so-called free trade agreements, which have just decimated our manufacturing and high-tech base. And you've got a falling dollar, and you got spending $700 billion on our military, on our military budget, and you wonder why the economy's doing so bad, and you can't even get a moderator to discuss those issues.
Did you hear the debate? Did you watch the debate, Brian?
No, because I knew it would be a waste of time, and I knew those issues weren't going to be addressed. I mean, you've got, you know, you've got a globalist in Joe Biden, and you got somebody in Sarah Palin, who, quite frankly, I think is a Trojan horse.
Well, yes, you've got on one hand Joe Biden, who is a career plagiarist, stealing material. You know, he was Biden was almost expelled from law school for plagiarism.
Mm-hmm.
He promised never to do it again, and so the authorities relented. They didn't kick him out. Later on, as a member of the Senate, more than once, he was nailed for plagiarism. He's a convicted plagiarist. He has graduated now into outright full-fledged lies. But on the other hand, you've got Governor Sarah. Yes, everybody agrees she's a hottie. My sons have confirmed. Yes, she's a hottie. But she regurgitates nothing more than the canned McCain line, and that's it. Does so very pleasantly with a smile, but that's all you're getting. No discussion of the main issues confronting us. Do you have any thoughts? Everybody is wondering who won. Any thoughts as to who won, Brian?
Well, let me just say a couple things here. First, the American people lost, and that's the most important thing. I guess if you want to ask me technically who won the debate, I think she won because she probably came up better than what people thought she would. But let me add two other points to the discussion here. First, on Sarah Palin, something people might not know, that there was a resolution in Alaska that passed through the went all the way up to the governor there, which would have rejected the Real ID Act, which she did not sign. Okay, and number two, I mean, I think the only question here, what we're dealing with, I mean, is it, are we dealing with international communism or international socialism, or is it global fascism? That is what I think is really the only issue. Is, you know, what are we getting? Is is the ultimate goal here, is it global fascism or is it international socialism? And I don't think there's really a dime's worth of difference either way.
All right, thank you so much, Brian from Pennsylvania. Good call from the Keystone State. Please keep listening and call again, Brian. Our telephone number, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to come aboard today's edition of The Sting of Staying, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. As we speak, ladies and gentlemen, the power machine is twisting arms out of sockets in Washington to arrange the absolute robbery swindle being conducted by the forces, by the Goldman Sachs forces, Henry Paulson, chief swindler and crook, in collaboration with Ben Bernanke, chairman of the non-federal, non-reserve criminal act, criminal system in Washington, twisting arms to get this monstrosity through the House of Representatives, and the word that I have, ladies and gentlemen, is they are succeeding. Remember, they only need to convert 12 votes. 12 votes is all they need. The word that I have from Washington is that they are succeeding. Meanwhile, ladies and gentlemen, the outrage of this monstrosity. The name of the bill now is at the top of the page. By the way, yesterday I went through the bill. When I looked, it was 451 pages long. It's probably longer now as we speak. The thing is metastasizing every moment. And when I looked at it last night again, it was it started out, remember, 300 page at 3 pages. It was simply an extortion letter, 3 pages long at the beginning. It is now 400, or it was last night, 451 pages. At the top of the page, page one, it says, to amend section 712 of the Employee Retirement Income Security Act of 1974, section 2705 of the Public Health Service Act, section 9812 of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986, to require equity in the provision of mental health and substance-related disorder benefits under group health plans, to prohibit discrimination on the basis of genetic information with respect to health insurance and employment, and for other purposes. That's the name of the bill. Now, probably if you're listening to this, you're scratching your head. What? What the heck does this mean? Well, you see, all revenue legislation must originate in the House. But remember, they started or restarted the process in the Senate. They restarted the process in the Senate. So they had to create the fiction that it originated in the House. So they stuck the swindle into a House bill, the House bill that I just mentioned, which is hundreds of pages long. They included this bill in the House bill. So it's now technically a House bill stuck in the middle of all of this claptrap about mental disorders. The whole thing is a mental disorder, of course. Now, it's quite a remarkable thing. This proposal has put people on different sides of the issue whom you would be surprised should be there. One of the heroes emerging from the debate is Congressman Brad Sherman of California. Congressman Sherman is a liberal Democrat, but Congressman Sherman is coming out as a hero, smelling like a rose here, in contradistinction to so-called conservative members of Congress who are for this robbery, this swindle. Congressman Sherman has underlined the fact that the legislation we're talking about will provide hundreds of billions of dollars of bailouts to foreign investors, preeminently including those investors in communist China. We're talking about Section 112 of the proposed legislation headed coordination with foreign authorities and central banks. Coordination with foreign authorities and central banks. What does that section tell us? Now I'm reading from the bill. This is from the language of the bill, section 112. It says the secretary, of course they're talking here about Hank Goldman Sachs Paulson, the secretary shall coordinate as appropriate with foreign financial authorities and central banks to work toward the establishment of similar programs by such authorities and central banks. We'll continue with the key sentence in just a moment. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with us.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
One,
the preservation of capital.
Two,
consistent profitability. And
three,
the pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Here again, Alan Stang.
Now, here's the key sentence, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the key sentence, Section 112 of the legislation they are now battling about in Washington. To the extent that such foreign financial authorities or banks hold troubled assets as a result of extending financing to financial institutions that have failed or defaulted on such financing, such troubled assets qualify for purchase under Section 101. In other words, what we're talking about here, this is what Congressman Sherman, Democrat Congressman Sherman of Los Angeles is underlining. This has been inserted into the legislation, the bailout of not just these American entities you are aware of, but of foreign entities. We've mentioned this to you several times. Remember, the United States is totally bankrupt. That's why this money we're talking about, it's really a fantasy. It isn't really money. It's a computer entry. It amounts to the United States saying, well, we have X dollars in our account. We're creating it. We're saying it. It's sort of like monopoly money. And they will get away with it only if people participate in the fantasy. But here what we're talking about is also bailing out these essentially red Chinese institutions, and that ties in. Remember, I mentioned yesterday, reminded you, that Red China has forbidden the transfer of any more of its wealth into this country to buy American paper. In other words, threatening the United States, hey, we're closing the spigot unless you bail us out here. Now, Bill Gertz, Washington Times, his new book, The Failure Factory. What is the relationship between Paulson of Goldman Sachs? What's the relationship between Paulson and Red China? Did you know that before he came to his present post as Secretary of the Treasury, Paulson of Goldman Sachs made millions of dollars for that company in Red China? He went there some 70 times, 70 trips, in about 15 years. He went there 70 times. 70 times in 15 years. That's more than four trips a year. So every 90 days, more often than every 90 days, Hank Goldman Sachs Paulson, on behalf of that company, was in communist-occupied China, concluding many deals with red Chinese government-owned so-called companies. Of course, remember, you're talking about a communist dictatorship which owns, which controls all of the economy in that country, all of the so-called businesses. And would you believe no one in Congress bothered to question Bush, President Bush, about the question of placing somebody with such vested interests in making money in China into that job, Secretary of the Treasury? Is this not a conflict of interest that stinks like a week-old mackerel? This man, Paulson, should be on his way to the big house, not the White House. In fact, he is known. Did you know that Paulson is known as China's man in the Bush cabinet? Frank Gaffney, former top Pentagon official, wrote that Henry Paulson has been Communist China's Armand Hammer. Who was Armand Hammer? Armand Hammer was the son of a founder of the Communist Party USA. For that reason, he had quite an in with Lenin, the first communist Soviet dictator of Russia, of the Soviet Union. Because of that relationship with the Soviets that Armand Hammer's father had developed, Armand Hammer became a multi-billionaire. He was an agent of the Soviet Union throughout his life. And by the way, one of Armand Hammer's top disciples was Senator Al Gore Sr., which explains Senator Al Gore Jr., does it not? And according to Frank Gaffney, a top Pentagon official, Henry Paulson is Communist China's version of Armand Hammer. Let's take another break. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on to the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Here again, Alan Stang.
Eagle Research, ladies and gentlemen. Eagle Research, that, of course, is the company that designs and markets the remarkable frequency balancing technology that we discuss daily over these microphones. It amounts to what we call electronic homeopathy, if you know anything about homeopathy, because what the Eagle Research technology does is the same thing that Dr. Hahnemann, Dr. Samuel Hahnemann, the towering scientific genius who developed homeopathy, it's what he was doing, but much quicker, much cheaper, much more effectively than Dr. Hahnemann was able to do it, because, of course, in the year 1810, he unfortunately did not have access to modern electronics, so he could not be aware himself of what he was doing. We now know in retrospect, in hindsight, that what he was actually looking for when he was developing a homeopathic remedy was a remedy that had the same frequency as the disorder he was trying to do something about. We now know that everything is composed of electronic frequencies. In fact, the basic unit of matter, according to the subatomic particle physicists, is a frequency, a node of light, rotating is the basic unit of matter. And this is what Eagle Research has been able to harness in these instruments, these electronic frequency instruments that it has designed and is marketing. And the versatility of these instruments is absolutely amazing. For example, the Eagle folks did not know that the instruments would work with animals. It's the technology is designed for use by people. But for just one example, a man who owns a horse in Oregon that developed a tumor, a malignant tumor over one eye, used the Guardian, the most popular item that Eagle designs and manufactures. And after using the Guardian for a short time, just a few months, the malignant tumor was completely gone. The vet said he'd never seen anything like it. That's just one example. And so it's quite a versatile technology we're talking about here. If you'd like more information about it, very simple, go to my site, alanstang.com, alanstang.com. Click on health and you can read all about it. If you'd like to order something, you can order right there at the site, alanstang.com. Take a look. I think you'll be impressed. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now you know one of the, another of the big issues that is not even mentioned. No one has mentioned it. It's still a major issue. The prisoners of war we've left behind in Vietnam, still there, some of them waiting for us to bring them home. This past Tuesday of this week, remember, we had as our guest former Congressman Billy Hendon, author of An Enormous Crime, the blockbuster expose about this crime, this horrible treason committed by one administration after another. On Monday, my guest will be Monica Jensen Stevenson. Monica Jensen Stevenson. Mrs. Stevenson, of course, is the author. She's a former CBS producer. She is the author, among others, of Kiss the Boys Goodbye, another blockbuster expose about the fact that the United States government knowingly, deliberately abandoned our prisoners of war after the war in Vietnam. She's going to be talking about the prisoners of war from her book, Kiss the Boys Goodbye. Again, that is Monday morning, so plan especially to be with us then. Now back to the robbery presently being attempted in Washington. Henry Goldman Sachs Paulson, are you aware that in the year 2006, Goldman Sachs bought into China's biggest bank? The biggest bank in China is the Industrial and Commercial Bank of China. In the year 2006, Goldman Sachs, headed by Henry Goldman Sachs Paulson himself, bought into China's biggest bank for $2.58 billion. Paulson, CEO, Chief Executive Officer, Paulson netted from that deal $25 million himself in that one deal. So you've got here a situation in which Goldman Sachs Paulson is arranging this deal to bail out his own company, is what this amounts to. Now, of course, again, you see that at the very top, both parties exactly the same policy, correct? Of course, McCain voted for it. Did you know that as the arm twisting proceeds, you've got Senator Hussein, not only voted for it, as we speak, he is calling black members of Congress and arm-twisting those black members, persuading them to vote for it. Now, originally, you may remember, the Black Congressional Caucus announced they will not participate in the conflict, in the debate, in the non-debate debate. They will not participate because they, I think the way they put it is, they did not have a dog in this race, in this hunt. To use an old expression is, I think, the way one of them put it. Well, now Senator Hussein is calling these members of the Black Congressional Caucus and demanding that they vote for the robbery. Change? What change are we talking about here? Hussein, did you know, is the property of Goldman Sachs. So what change are we talking about? Here you can see again, not just the fact that both parties at the top are the same. Here you see that the communists are aligned with the people on Wall Street. Remember, Hussein is also the property of the Communist Party. He's the property of the Communist Party and of Goldman Sachs. How could that be? Very simple. The Communist Party was created by the people on Wall Street. There's no conflict there whatsoever. Communism is the creation of the wealthiest, most influential, most powerful people at the top of the economy. Always has been. So here you've got Hussein, the property of the Communist Party and of Goldman Sachs, calling members of the Black Congressional Caucus, I think they call it, and demanding that they vote in favor of the Goldman Sachs robbery. Now, again, remember, you've got the Republican leadership completely in favor of this thing. The top-ranking Republican leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, Senate Republican leader, says he supports the legislation. He gave a reason. He cited a Conservative Heritage Foundation study in favor of the bailout. But he didn't mention that the Heritage study says that there are constitutional problems with the legislation. The Heritage study warns that the proposed legislation would give us enormous centralization of power in the U.S. government. McConnell's Senate colleague from Kentucky, Republican Senator Jim Bunning, opposes the robbery. He says he's opposed it from the beginning. He says while some of the language and the length of this bill may have changed in the last week, it is still the same old bailout for Wall Street with a few extra sweeteners intended to buy off votes. In the end, this bill still puts the taxpayers on the hook for Wall Street's losses and takes America's free market system down the path toward socialism. I cannot and will not support that. That's Republican Senator Jim Bunning, also from Kentucky. Now, by the way, let's take a look at a lady named Elaine Chao. Elaine Chao. Who is Elaine Chao? C-H-A-O. Elaine Chao, Secretary of Labor, U.S. Secretary of Labor, recently, Elaine Chao was in communist-occupied China, saluting sports exchanges between the United States and Communist China. She was in the Communist Chinese capital as head of the U.S. presidential delegation. Her father, James Chow, participated in the session. I'm looking at a picture of Elaine Chow and her father, James Chow. They are receiving a gift from Huang Qing, China Daily Deputy Editor-in-Chief. She says, President Bush brought his father to Peking, so I brought my father too. Golly, she has a delightful sense of humor. She's a popular figure, it says here, in Red China. She hails the exchanges. She was born in Taipei, Republic of China, 1953, but she's plugged in right at the top into Communist China. She says, I wish everyone interested in China or in China-U.S. relations would take this journey from 1979 to 2008. Well, what does she have to do with any of this? Elaine Chao. Yes, she's the Secretary of Labor, plugged in at the very top. What does she have to do with the Goldman Sachs robbery we're talking about? Well, remember, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, like all the other Republican leaders, supports the Goldman Sachs robbery. Elaine Chao is Mrs. Mitch McConnell. You see the connection there? Mitch McConnell, allegedly conservative. His wife is plugged in at the top to Communist China. Now, of course, Communist China was created by the United States. We'll have to get into that in another broadcast. Just recall the history there. It was created by the United States. Communist China has killed more people than any other government in the history of the planet. Scores of millions of people killed by Communist China. This is the outfit that we are bailing out, that Goldman Sachs is bailing out with its flunkies. Mitch McConnell, Republican leader in the Senate. Senator Hussein, Goldman Sachs frontman, Senator McCain, and so on. The fix is in. Now, how will this bailout work? Congressman Brad Sherman, liberal Democrat from Los Angeles, explains. Well, here's Senator Elizabeth Dole, North Carolina. She says it bails out foreign investors before American homeowners struggling to pay their mortgages. Again, it's the payoff to Communist China demanded by Goldman Sachs. This is what you're talking about here. Now, here's Brad Sherman. Brad Sherman, again, he's a liberal Democrat, amazingly. But this is what he says. The Bank of Shanghai can transfer all of its toxic assets to the Bank of Shanghai of Los Angeles. Its subsidiary, which can then sell them the next day to the Treasury. Sherman says, I had a provision to say if it wasn't owned by an American entity, even a subsidiary, but at least an entity here in the U.S., the Treasury can't buy it. That was rejected. The foreign markets are being told they're getting the money. Hmm. Meanwhile, you've got, for example, you've got Republican Congressman Paul Ryan. He supports the bill. He doesn't dispute what Sherman says. He says it's on purchases before March 18th, 2008, and the assets there. It is for, if you had a U.S. subsidiary, you could sell them the assets, because that's clogging up the U.S. financial system. So there really isn't any dispute about the fact. It's a payoff via Goldman Sachs to communist-occupied China. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with me.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Superbeta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
One,
the preservation of capital.
Two,
consistent profitability. And
three,
the pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Here again, Alan Stang.
Here is how Bob Chapman, the incomparable Bob Chapman, international forecaster, which you need to read if you really want to know what's going on. Bob Chapman, here is Bob's description of what the Goldman Sachs forces trying to put this swindle over on us are telling us. He says, "We know we have taxed you to death via the IRS and inflation of the money supply. We know we have manipulated all the markets and engaged in rampant insider trading and loan fraud. thus stealing trillions of dollars of your hard-earned cash from you. We know we created Ponzi scheme bubbles in dot-com stocks and real estate. We know we gave mortgages to people who could not afford homes in the first place. We know that we falsely rated stocks, bonds, and derivatives and cooked our books to get you and our international friends to pay top dollar for crap. We know we lied to you about every economic statistic on the face of the planet, but hey, we're all in this together now, and you have no alternative other than to accept our bailout plan. Oh, let's call it a rescue plan instead, so that you can pay for all the economic carnage resulting from our debauchery. All right, that is the incomparable Bob Chapman, international forecaster. That's Bob's description of what they are telling us in Washington. Are you going to let them get away with it? The size, the monstrosity of this swindle is so vast. Are the commentators who tell us this could mean the end of our system, are they exaggerating? I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, but it sure would be a monster step in that direction at the very least. And the outrage, the blatancy of the conflict of interest. Here you've got Goldman Sachs stepping in from Wall Street, taking control of the federal government, and demanding that you pay off for their criminality that has failed. It's a heck of a great business, isn't it? You invest crazily, stupidly, in anything you like, hoping it will earn a profit. But if it doesn't, no problem. You simply go down to Washington and you get the money from, you get the funny money, the computer entries from Washington. What a business. Banking. It's the only business in which the more you fail, the bigger your failure, the more you are rewarded. Well, again, ladies and gentlemen, the battle is being waged as we speak. Again, Goldman Sachs frontman, Senator Hussein, in the forefront of the, along with his tight partners like Mitch McConnell, the Republican leadership, John McCain, El Senador Juan McCain, all of them together, all of them tight, working to try now, as we speak, to twist the arms of 12, that's all they need, 12 members of the House in order to switch the vote and get this thing across. That's where it stands as we speak, as we wind up this morning. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's another edition in the can of the Sting of Stang. Have a great weekend. Be with us Monday morning, same time, same place, for the Prisoners of War discussion with Monica Jensen Stevenson. Until then, remember, as always, arm yourselves.
Gold has been